All right, it is towards the end of the show, which means it's time to check in with City Hall. And with us on the phone now is City Manager Rory Watt. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
All right. It's a sunny Friday afternoon as we go into the weekend. How are things looking on your end?
I certainly appreciate the sun and the weekend coming up, and you know, that's a good break. But COVID-19 is still out there, and we shouldn't lose our laser focus on the issues, and there are lots of them.
I understand that there was a case detected in a person who works at Lemon Creek Correctional Center.
Yes, so that was reported in the news last night. We are tracking that closely and hoping that that does not turn into something more complicated. You know, obviously, if there was a outbreak in the jail, that would be a very complicated situation. So the epidemiologists with public health and Department of Corrections are hard on this, and I don't think there's much to report right now, but definitely area of concern, area of exposure for us.
Okay, what else is on your radar right now?
We're plugging away through the budget, so we're trying to figure out what I'm calling our macro budget tool. So I think on Monday or so, we're going to put out a interactive spreadsheet where people can put in their solutions on how we should solve the municipal budget. It's an ugly problem, but we do have some reserves and we do have some options. So everything from property taxes to service reductions to use of savings, I think it's going to be an opportunity for the public to look at the city budget high level. So that should come out on Monday. Bartlett has been busy working away. They're setting up an alternate care site in the event that they need to provide non-COVID type procedures. So the Rainforest Recovery Center, which is across the parking lot and is normally used for addiction services, Bartlett's getting organized so that that could be available, and then that could increase availability in the main hospital for COVID cases. So that's kind of a complicated planning exercise that Bartlett has been taking care of to get ready.
Okay. Moving back to the macro budget tool, or the MBT, if you will, it sounds like you're almost sort of crowdsourcing. You really want the public's input on this. It sounds like a really big challenge.
It's a big challenge. I mean, municipal budget doesn't change that much year in, year out. And normally when we have big ideas, there's time to go to the ballot and put on ballot initiatives on whether or not the public wants to fund a particular facility or you know, time to come to assembly meetings and give the assembly members their couple minutes of testimony and what we think municipal services should look like. So we absolutely do want people to look at this. High level, our revenue projection over the next 30 months is $34.5 million lower than what we would have said in February. So it's a pretty big deal. But we do have things like the restricted budget reserve, a.k.a. rainy day budget reserve, which is $16 million of savings and could be used for some of that, and other ways to help fill that gap.
Okay. All right. So, you know, I did start with it's sunny out and we're going into the weekend. But as you mentioned, it's no time to let down our defense, right?
There's no time. So we're still hunkering down, still doing social distancing. You're still washing your hands. You're still cleaning those surfaces. It's no time to let down. We have 15 cases, 9 have recovered, and that's really good progress. We do not want to be a location of a hot spot. The governor has extended the social distancing mandate till I think the 21st, and I fully expect that will get extended further. The governor has also closed schools, so no more school for the rest of the year. We are not out of this, and people need to keep up the good work, not lose patience, and stay on board altogether, same strategy.
All right. Do you have any healthy activity advice for us this weekend?
Mine, I am going to go for a walk on the beach and hopefully find some sunshine and throw a few rocks in the ocean while maintaining at least 6 feet from other people.
All right, City Manager Rory Watt with our daily check-in here on Juneau Afternoon. Thank you for being on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Taking care of yourself takes care of our community.
All right, thank you. We will see you on Monday.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ready for some folk? Listen to KR.